In Vedic times, rishis used to perform yajnas to harness the power of the cosmos for the benefit of the kings and his kingdom. The kings, in return, ensured the livelihood of the priests by giving them cows. The Puranas, however, refer to a period when this symbiotic relationship soared, transforming both the kings and their priests forever. This shift happened before the arrival of Ram and is marked by Parashuram. Parashuram's father, Rishi Jamadagni, had received a cow from a king of the Haihaya clan. But soon later, when the king's son, Kartavirya Arjuna, became the king, he demanded the cow back. But when Jamadagni refused, the king took the cow by force. On knowing the unjust act of Kartavirya Arjuna, angered Parashuram, who refused to take things lying down, he raised an axe and killed the king to death and restored the cow. The king's son retaliated by beheading Parashuram's father Jamadagni. Infuriated, Parashuram went on to slaughter 5 clans of warriors, some say 5 generations of warriors,
creating 5 lakes of blood.
These lakes were later filled and became the dreaded battlefield of Kurukshetra. It is said that Parashuram continued killing every Kshatriya in his path until there were no more warriors left on earth. To restore the Kshatriya clans, the widows had to marry priests. There is one story of a man called Nari Kavacha, meaning one whose armor was made of woman. He survived by hiding in women's quarters. All women went to this one surviving warrior, and from this cupboard were drawn all future warriors. Parashuram's massacre of kings only stopped when he met Ram, the son of Dasharath, who was so perfect a Raja that he restored Parashuram's faith in kings and ended his slaughter. Parashuram threw his blood-stained axe into the sea, but the sea recoiled in horror and drew back, revealing a new coast now known as the Konkan and the Malabar.
Lord Parashuram is one of the 7 immortal beings, and it is said that he still lives on earth meditating in the Himalayas, but till day no one has seen him.